Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Chrissy's Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. Hour number two right here on the Odd Couple. We got the Hall of Famer Rod Woodson joining us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Monday. But for now, we're going to look back at some of yesterday's action and really the biggest game of the weekend. Rob, Green Bay falls 20-16 to the Detroit Lions in Lambeau Field. All Green Bay had to do was win, and they were in, and they couldn't get it done. And Rob, this was my fear. This was my concern, because if you remember, last week when we talked about it, I didn't like Aaron Rodgers taking the victory lap after they demolished Minnesota to take control of their destiny. Rob, he went to his press conference after the game and talked like they had finished the deal. He's mocking the media. Oh, when we were 4-8, when we were 5-8, blah, 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 blah. What are they going to say now? You know what? They're saying now the same thing they said when you were 4-8. He had an attitude, smug, cocky. I told you so. And I kept saying, Dave, you haven't done it yet. Get it done. And sure enough, they don't. And Rob, this one's on Rodgers. The defense held one of the best offenses in the league to 20 points. That's good. And against one of the worst defenses in the league, Rodgers could muster only one touchdown, and his offense got 16 points. And the last interception, I don't know what he was doing. One of the best decision makers we've ever seen, and on third and 10. He throws up a jump ball. It looked like he wasn't even looking. Like he just closed his eyes and heaved it up there. And I was like, why are you doing that on third down? Because if you miss, which chances are you will, even if it's not intercepted, it's going to be fourth and 10. So I just thought all the way around, Rob, the defense was fine. The run game wasn't awesome, but the running backs did okay. This one was on Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to have to eat this one.
It's on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, obviously, to beat the Lions there in that situation. And I didn't think that they – I just think that they were, for whatever reason, uninspired, I don't know, undisciplined. They had the big fumble in the first half after they were at the Lions 24, fumbled the football. That hurt. And the interception, they had two turnovers. The Lions had none. It's a game you need to win. I know he was 5-0 and win, and you're in games. They lost. They've now lost their last three postseason games. I consider that a postseason game because that was to get into the playoffs. That a postseason game.
And they've lost them at Lambeau the last
three. That's what I'm saying, the last three at Lambeau. And at some point, you got to take a look at all the stuff that's gone on. And, you know, I mean, the quarterback gets the glory, so he's going to get most of the blame as well. It's just that's the nature of the game.
And Rob,
that's just the nature of the game.
I said last week that Aaron Rodgers deserves the lion's share of the credit for the four-game win streak that, you know, looked like it would turn their season around. Even though he wasn't playing particularly well. He threw for 300 yards in one game this season.
Yeah, but they had
– because he has set the tone.
Right,
the defense was playing better than him. The running backs were running better than him. But he set the tone by saying, no, I'm not sitting. We're not eliminated. We can get it done. So I gave him the credit. But to your point, when you do something like – you got to get the blame. No, you're the $50 million man.
You're not going to be absolved from everything. It doesn't matter who it is. If we're going to – I say this all the time when we talk about – it's the same thing. Matt LaFleur, the coach, Chris. At some point, we need to look at Matt LaFleur in big games as well and why his team doesn't respond. He's won a ton of games. So maybe – and we talk about this all the time – there are coaches, Chris, who can get you to a certain level, and then there are other coaches who could push you over. And you got to have that conversation as well. You got to have that conversation with the only thing that he has better going is that he did win once, but it was a long time ago. But he did win.
Yeah,
no, but he did win
in over a decade. He's lucky. He's a made man now.
No, right? Because he won.
Arguably top five quarterback ever. Like you said, you can never take.
You can't take that away.
And the numbers are crazy.
Right. And that's what helped him from that standpoint. It'd be different, Chris.
If he hadn't won,
it would be demolished. It would be like a totally different kind of animal. And it's the same thing. He's kind of like Peyton Manning. The only difference is Peyton Manning got carried to by a defense to his second championship. But no, he's the same. True. He's the same in the same boat as Aaron Rodgers, even though I think Peyton Manning's winning record, playoff record, was under 500, where I think Aaron Rodgers.
Until he went to Denver.
Was it still, or did he go over
it
by one?
Yeah, I think
one?
He passed it.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you know what I mean. Like, he was an under 500 quarterback in the postseason. So, so as you look to the future.
And he got two. I mean, you're right. He got carried to that second one, but he did get two. So
he got two, and no one can take that away, but
playoffs,
we know it.
Peyton Manning, 14-13.
Yeah, I know it's like 500.
Yep.
But anyway, now you have to look and see what you're going to do with this franchise and team and where Aaron Rodgers fits in and, you know, whether he still wants to play. Whether you still want him. There's
Rodgers
a lot of questions.
Record, Rob, you said like Peyton Manning. Give me, what do you think Rodgers' playoff record is?
I'll say, 17-13.
Oh, no. 11-10.
Okay.
11-10.
Yeah.
But he, in the last, since they won the Super Bowl, he won four that year. So since they won the Super Bowl, he's 7-9. But, you know, basically same thing.
Okay.
Here's what, Rob, and I think, so obviously they talked to Aaron Rodgers about, you know, what's going to follow this, what's his future hold. Rob G's got it for us. Here's what he said.
Where do you stand on what you want to do next year?
I mean, it's a little raw right now. You know, it's just a little bit after the game. So I want to take the emotion out of it and have the conversations and see where the organization's at and see how I feel after some time has passed.
Is there any sort of timetable with that? Is there like a date where you want to make your decision by? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to hold them hostage. You know, I understand, we're still in January here. March is free agency, so just need some time to, like I said, get the emotion out of it and then figure out what's best.
Rob, he also said, I listened to the whole press conference. He said that, and you heard a little bit of it there, that, you know, the organization's feelings would have played at least some role in his decision. Do they want to move on, you know, to Jordan Love and all that? And he also said, and I don't believe this part. Not, I'm not mad at him for not holding himself to this, if indeed that's what happens. He said, Rob, he would be willing to walk away. It wouldn't be hard to walk away from that money, or he could walk away from that money. I don't see that happening, you know.
I don't know. The only thing I will say, Chris, and I think what he said was right. You know, like, you can't expect somebody to make a snap decision about their future after you lost a game. Like, oh, yeah, I'll be back, or no, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole thing. That's been his life for the last, how many years has he played? 14 or 15? Like, that's a big monumental change when you decide that you're not going to play. So I do think that was legit. And he said, hey, it's raw or whatever, and you got a bad taste in your mouth. So I get all that.
It was interesting the way he walked. And I'm leaning toward him playing again. But the way he walked off the field, Rob, with Randall Cobb, it was just like he was soaking everything in.
Well, just in case.
Remember, he wouldn't give the kid, the player on the Lions who asked him for his jersey. He said, no, I'm going to keep this one. Now, he said later he'd send him one, but he wanted to keep this one.
Just in case. Just in case this is it.
The only thing about that game that's memorable is it was your last one.
No, I think
but
that makes sense.
You don't make, yeah. You don't need to make that
You can't make that
now.
Snap decision and tell. Right. And I think that he was there with Brett Favre, Chris, who kept stringing the Packers along. And that's when they decided.
He's been kind of doing that, too.
Nah, but I'm just saying. But Brett was, you remember.
Favre.
No, Favre was like, I'm retiring. Okay, now I'm coming back. It was back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, like, I think because he was there for that he won't do that.
We'll see.
I don't.
But here, this bottom line, I think the Packers should tell him when they meet with him. He said, I want to see where the organization stands. I think they should say, we're ready to move on. We're ready to go young with Jordan. And I think that, see what he says to that. If he wants to play, we'll work on the trade. But I think they should be ready to move on. We said it earlier, Peyton Manning, after losing so many, you know, not winning the Super Bowl, he won one, but then he also lost several when he was at his best, right? And then he won one when he was really at his worst with Denver. So it can happen, but I'm looking at it like Aaron Rodgers hasn't been able to even get to another Super Bowl with all these great seasons. And now, for me, that defense isn't what Denver's was when Peyton Manning. I don't see, like, Rodgers, this was his worst year, Rob. And I don't see him, you know, coming back. And I don't see them winning a Super Bowl with him. Let's put it that way. And so if I'm them, I'm ready to move on to Jordan Love. They're probably going to pick up the fifth-year option. So you're going to be paying him next year anyway. So play him next year. Go young. If he's no good, you know, you'll be in a position to draft another quarterback. But that's where I would go if I'm them. And I think Rodgers going to the right situation might be able to help someone. But that's where I would go if
I was the Packers. Yeah, I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing in another uniform. I think he either plays for the Packers or he retires.
So if they tell him, what if he wants to play?
I'm just, that's just,
and
Chris,
tell
I didn't talk.
Look, we're ready to move on.
I think he'll retire. I do. That's just my gut. I think I've always said
might
that.
Be.
Yeah, there's something about he doesn't want to be that guy. Like a lot of quarterbacks, that's what they did. I still think that there's a piece of solace that he has, that he did have that day. That one day in the sun, you could say whatever you want about it. Dan Marino never had that. He had that one day in the sun where he won. He wore a Packers uniform his entire career. And I that's just my gut on how I read the guy, Chris. I don't know him like that. I'm not saying he texted me and told me that.
Right.
I just, that's really what I believe, that it'll either be Green Bay or nobody. I would be stunned.
You might be right.
I'd be stunned if he's in some other uniform.
But like we've said before, Rob, I mean, Peyton Manning ended his career in Denver. Joe Montana in Kansas.
No, everybody
Tom
has, Chris.
Brady
everybody.
Probably won't even end it in Tampa Bay. You know, he might go somewhere
right.
else.
Right, no, everybody. So, I yeah, agree.
But he it might mean something to Rodgers. If he wants to play, if I would say to him, if he wants to play and Denver, and Green Bay's ready to move on, I would say don't let that stop, you know. If you want to play, man, go somewhere where you got a shot. You know, reunite with Devontae in Vegas if they, you know, if they want to do that move out there. Like, I think he'd have options, Rob, because there's teams that are good that need a quarterback. But it'll be interesting. But I do think I'd like to see Denver or Green Bay give Jordan Love a shot and move on. So we will see, though. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Do you expect last night to be the last time we see Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Rob, let's get to the phones for the first time tonight. Your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Will we ever see him again in a Packer uniform?
Chris, did you see that touchdown real quick for Georgia?
Yeah, when nobody was within 30 yards.
No, Chris, and the big pass play for TCU?
TCU was wide open.
Same thing.
Yep.
Not like nobody. You just said it, 30 yards. What is that?
You know what? You just realized these are college kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not pros. Not that that excuses it.
17-7 is the score if you're driving around and you don't know what the score is. All right, let's go to Nick in South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Nick, we need volume.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
All right, we got you now.
All right. Hey, sorry. Hey. So first off, condolences to you, Chris, man. I'm sure your father was a great man the way you honored him. So
thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I personally think Rodgers needs to retire, man. He just doesn't perform in big games. He doesn't really rally guys around him. You know, this is 3 years he's had a defense and a run game, and he still managed to choke at Lambeau and have zero touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So, you know, all these excuses about no defense in the past, it's over because he just couldn't capitalize when it mattered most. You know, you don't really see him play with effort. You know, at least what you can say about Manning is, you know, he had some good playoff moments when he beat the Patriots and led his team to multiple Super Bowls. And when I look back at Rodgers, I don't really see any, like, great playoff moments besides that one Super Bowl against the Steelers where he scored three touchdowns. So,
no, Manning was at least getting the Super Bowls. And Rodgers hasn't. He's lucky he's got that one, and he earned it.
Mark.
But I agree. He's had a lot of bad, you know, 1-4 in NFC title games, and obviously wasn't good yesterday.
Mark, in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Chris. Hey, me and you seem to have a man-father thing, I noticed, and I think we always will. So I notice whenever we talk about men and fathers, we are always in agreement. So I noticed that about us.
Hey, it's of the utmost importance, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Fathers.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Hey, real quick, I think the Packers, he opened up the door for the Packers if they want to exercise their options to go ahead and do it, because they've seen us before with Favre. They already seen
this.
He did open the door. Yeah.
That's the thing. He opened the door.
He opened the door.
I don't know if he meant to, but he did.
So if I would explore it. And you know what? They're going to have to find out about love sooner or later, because I think his fifth year is coming. They're going to have to find out. The clock's ticking.
And see, next year, even though they get a dead cap hit if they trade Rodgers, I think it's around $40 million or something, they wouldn't be paying Love much. But then
year
after that, he's getting like $20 million. So, you do want to find out.
Here's another place he might end up, and I'd explore. Mike Vrabel down in Tennessee could sure take him some play action with Derrick Henry, man.
If I'm a team like a Tennessee, even the Giants, I don't know if they're what they're going to do with Daniel Jones. I don't know about the Jets, but, you know, they got a lot of young talent. But if I'm one of those teams, Vegas, you know, I'm looking at Rodgers for all his, you know, issues in Green Bay. I'd still look at him.
Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah. So I don't blame him at all for this loss
Aaron?
Yeah. I don't blame him because to me, the standard for him has been lowered. This is kind of who he is now. Even on that win streak, he wasn't playing that good. So like as he ages, he needs more. Not less. Like, he needs to go to a team that's like, wow, look at that roster.
You know? Well, I agree that, I mean, you're right. He hadn't thrown for 300 yards all season. So I hear you there, but he couldn't muster anything. 16 points against one of the worst defenses in the league?
This is who he is now, though.
Well, he ain't paid like this is who he is.
All right, Gary. Thank you, buddy.
He was.
Mitch in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mitch?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
My condolences.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Always in your heart.
Yes.
I think he plays. I think he's kind of like Jason. I mean, maybe Dan Marino didn't know when to hang it up. But I think he winds up to Vegas. I think they're desperate. They need a defense. They might not even win that,
right,
too. But
I think they got some
tools can't hold
to
improve
the defense. But you're right. Obviously, if they bring back Josh Jacobs, they got the run game. You got Adams.
They got Devontae Adams.
Yep. I agree. I think Vegas would be a good spot.
But one thing you mentioned, Donovan McNabb. I didn't realize his record is almost the same as Donovan McNabb in the conference championship games. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the fact that Rodgers has the one Super Bowl solidifies him, but he hadn't gotten back in more than a decade. So you would expect that a guy that great would, but he hasn't. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Woodson is around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're waiting still on the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. So we are open to some more calls. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Aaron Rodgers yesterday and also what his future may hold for him.
All right, let's go to Keith in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, thank you very much for taking my call. Number one, Chris, may your father's memory be eternal. I hope and pray for you and your family. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very, very much. Thank you so. The other part is, no offense, guys, and I know you guys know this, but no way in heck is he going to walk away from $58 million.
Right.
No way. I mean, he's playing this game.
You'd have to question his sanity.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. If you think about walking away from $58 million, he's just like, you know, these guys, like, enjoy the attention and they enjoy the money. So I appreciate it very much, guys. Have a great night.
Well, I'll say this, Chris, and I think who walked away? Dwight Howard left $30 million on the table when he left the Lakers to go to Houston. You remember that? Him and Kobe didn't get it.
I mean, I'm
just saying.
Right.
He left it.
But he still got like 88 or something.
No, but it still was 30 million.
Right.
$30 million is a lot of money.
Well, you know what? I don't think it was quite that. Here's why. Because that, although I don't know if this happened with him, but usually, Rob, that 30 million in the NBA is in that last year. So you can only get 4 years with a different team, 5 years with your current team. And most of that extra money is in that fifth year that most guys, you know, if they're still in their prime, their first year of a new deal makes up.
I don't know if he ever, I'm not sure if he got it.
He may have never, he
probably never
got
it. That's what I'm saying. He never got it. That's what I'm saying, right.
Yeah.
We got another call. Let's do Eric in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, man.
First and foremost, Chris, I just wanted to say condolences for your loss. I'm 24. I just graduated from college. I lost both my parents by the time I was 19. So I definitely know what you're going through.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm still standing.
No, you got to. Hey, you know what? You got to keep moving forward and,
yes,
you know,
sir,
remember them. But life as my mom, I lost my mom and dad. And my mom, I remember, you know, someone in our family had died and I was down and out. And she just said, life is for the living. You got to continue to live. You just have to.
Yep.
And we all go through different ways, but death is inevitable.
Right. Chris, have you heard that too? Right? Life is for the living. You got to keep living.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Eric.
And my take on the Aaron Rodgers thing, I feel like he's going to retire. I mean, that whole post-game press conference, like, he was just all around, footing around. And I got a question for y'all too. Do y'all think the Packers, like, because they don't have direct ownership, like no one directly owns them, is that a reason why it doesn't seem like they have a sense of direction?
Chris and I talk about this all the time, and I think it does hurt because Chris, this is you brought this up before. They've had two great quarterbacks for 30 years and two championships, and I do believe that not having an owner, not having a guy who could go get me this guy, go sign that guy, so it's by committee, and at one point. They had, Eric, and this is just for your knowledge, at one point, and Chris knows this, everybody on their roster except for one guy was drafted by the Packers. Nobody
right.
operates like that.
Before.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. Nobody.
And I think, look, I think if you brought in the right regime and it was privately owned and they were winning more. Now, granted,
I'm not saying they would have won 10. You know what I mean?
But if they win more Super Bowls, I think the fan base would be happy.
It just feels like because they have a whole committee, right? Like it doesn't seem like anyone actually on the controls. It's like Aaron Rodgers, he's been sitting around for years.
And you know what they always say?
You do have Brian Gutekunst,
right.
The GM. You know, you got some guys in place. But no, I'm with Rob. I think it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate you. How about Mike in Reno, Nevada? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing, bud?
Doing good. You?
Good. Cool. Oh, man, just working away. But so to me, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is the kind of guy that wants that farewell tour. You know, he wants that whole year where everybody's paying attention to him. I can't see him just walking away now. He wants that whole year where they just talk about him and what he did and all that. I don't see him just walking away out of nowhere like that.
See, I think it's kind of different, though, in football. Maybe because of the violent nature of the sport. You can do that in basketball. Because, you know, you can still get hurt, but not football. You go out there just for a farewell tour.
I'm with you, Chris. I just.
You know what I'm saying? Your heart better be in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know how many teams. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They hate him in Detroit, right? I mean, just by the nature, he's beating them up all these years. Chicago, I own you. What are they going to give him, a rocking chair there? You think that the Bears are going to do something for Aaron Rodgers? I just don't see that, Chris. And Minnesota? Thanks, though, Mike. Monte in Chicago. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Monte?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, and same thing, Chris, man. Hey, my condolences, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Here in Chicago, a long time Packer fan, man. It's time for him to go, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You're a Packers fan, you said.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're Packers fans in Chicago, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, plenty, man. I moved here about 7 years ago, and I was surprised how many Packers fans it is here.
Because you got to remember, the Bears have been bad for a long time. You know what I mean? And they're people who, you know, that want to watch winning football, right?
I'm with you, though. I think it's time to move on.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, I've been telling my buddies this, man, for about the last 2 years, man. I mean, how many And it's especially bad the last 3 years in Lambeau, man. You stuck up the joint, man. You have stuck up the joint. As a player of his caliber, nah, man. It's time for him to go. He opened up the door. I hope Green Bay kind of pushes him out.
it would be interesting if they tell him, look, we're ready to move on, what he does, how he handles it, you know, because I think they should say that. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, here live in the TireRack.com studios. And, you know, we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, it is amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. More Odd Couple.
And here we go, Chris. Here's you want more playoff teams?
So
you want more playoff teams?
I do.
You want? It's 23-7. This game is over already.
That's all right.
This is what we're talking about.
Because
it's terrible. Turn
on. But hold on. The semifinals were great.
Terrible.
Both of them.
It'll be terrible.
Both of them.
It'll be terrible as we go forward. I'm looking for a Golden Girls marathon on Lifetime.
I disagree. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It is Chris and Rob, the odd couple. And it's time, folks, for Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the odd couple. Fox Sports Radio. It's like we put Chris and Rob's combined, what is it now, 103 years journalism experience.
Well, one more for me. Absolutely. Let's
you
do it.
You guys have been doing this forever. But before we get to this game.
When's your birthday, Rob?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wow.
I know.
Happy birthday,
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't want to brag or anything, Chris, but Rob did tell us we're going to have Magic City dancers here in the studio, which is nice.
That would be nice. And they'll be wearing birthday cake.
Rob G, you can't be there.
Look, I can
your
supervise.
I will not be participating. Your wife will grab you by the neck and drag you out of there.
Rob G.
I'm going to say Chris Broussard told me to do it.
All you're going to be is like, I'm just here at work. I'm not doing anything. And she'll say, don't touch anything and don't look.
Actually, you know what's funny? I don't know if I can share this, but I guess it's too late. I was told that years ago, before I ever got here, a similar situation happened on one of the weekend shows. And
In real life. Like, that really, they brought in strippers?
I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's what I was told.
I'm going to tell you, in Detroit, when I did the show Sports Night with Parker and the Man, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, We had strippers in the studio because it was that kind of show.
Did it cost more money?
No.
Oh, look at Rob always getting a deal.
I got a deal. I had a couple of coupons. I told her to reach into my pocket for the coupons.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Moving on.
Well, before we get to the...
I had coupons in my pocket. They just were rolled up.
Before we get to Sources Say, update on the national championship game.
Yeah,
Georgia up 24-7. Worst part is, and they've scored that last touchdown was a goal-to-go play. But even including that, Georgia's currently averaging 10.2 yards per play.
I mean, that's not football.
Yeah, there is nothing worse, really, in any sport, but... There is nothing worse than a blowout championship.
I agree.
Rob, remember those Super Bowls with Denver?
Early on, Chris, with Denver. They were awful. Rob G,
Denver
you might have been to
Seattle.
Do you know what we're talking about?
That's the
worst.
I thought that was going to be a good game.
So did Denver I. And TCU just threw an interception. Georgia will get the ball back again. Shout out to Rob Parker. Did you take TCU plus the points?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
No good. Hey, I'll say this. How are all those Michigan fans feeling watching this?
I know, Rob.
Seriously.
Like, the only thing
Am
worse
I right?
for them would have been if Ohio State had beaten Georgia.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what it was looking like, right?
Right.
But you're right. Like, if you're because, Rob.
If you're a Michigan fan, you're like, we lost to them?
You watch that game. They gave it away.
Yep.
With the two pick sixes and the fumble at the goal line.
No doubt.
And, I mean, so, yeah, you're
and
right.
And that
so,
terrible.
Look, I don't know that they would have beat Georgia, but.
No, but I'm just saying, but just they still would. If you're Michigan, you want to be in the national championship right. game, not TCU. All right, go ahead, Rob.
And now the team that beat you is getting destroyed.
Right.
Send a text to my man, Martin Weiss. We got to find out how he's feeling. All right, let's get to it. Story.
And they just threw a pick. Did you say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We did say that. It's all right.
Chris is on that streaming, but.
It's 17-7. All
right. Kickoff underway on the right. national championship game in the Broussard household. All right, let's get to it. Story number one. Speaking of the national championship, Shaq, who's a friend of the show, said and declared on the NBA and TNT show that if Georgia beats TCU tonight, he will eat a horned frog on television. Robert, my source is good.
Why would he do that?
No, that's
he
false.
He thought TCU.
It's the other way around. That's false.
I'm going with that false.
What? Why does he think Georgia can't beat TCU?
I don't know. You got to ask him.
Are you serious?
That makes no sense.
Oh, my gosh. That is. First of all, I wasn't even sure. So there is such a thing as horned frogs.
Yes.
I was wondering if that's. Okay.
Yeah. That's just a frog wow. with bones in it. I'm sorry.
That was one of your better ones.
Are they a delicacy?
I have no idea. I've never
eat
seen
frogs?
One.
Eat you
frogs.
Eat frogs?
Eat frog. I don't, but, you know, people eat frogs.
Have you ever eaten one before?
Legs?
No, I can't do
no,
the...
No, I've never eaten one.
They're not bad.
Frog legs.
Frog
really?
Legs aren't
you
bad.
How yeah. do you... But the bumps on their legs, you like those?
It's like eating chicken, like it's crispy.
But they got bumps. Are their bumps still there when they
not
cook
Not when
it?
I had it. I don't
okay.
I don't,
they
I
probably mean. Gonna have that horn frog cooked up real nice.
Right, with breading and all right. that.
I need Chuck to serve it to them on like a silver platter. It's right. gonna be great. All right, here we go. Story number two. Mattress Mack, who famously won $75 million on the Astros winning the World Series, bet another one once again on this game. He bet $1.5 million on TCU money line.
Did he?
To win the national championship.
How much does that pay though? That,
$5.5 million right, if right. they get it. Chris, I'm a source is
I
good.
I can see that. I'm gonna say true.
I'm gonna say false.
Bro.
Really?
Kevin, bring in the bongos.
You got two
get
minutes.
Ready.
We got plenty,
we got
of,
plenty
time.
Of time.
We got plenty of time.
It's gonna take him that long. Get him ready. Get him ready.
All right, here we go. Story number three. This is a tough one to read. Former boxing champion Riddick Bowe is currently out on bail in Vegas, was arrested for battery after he got into it with a security guard at Caesar's Palace and punched him in the face, broke the security guard's nose. It's all bad, obviously, when you're a former boxer.
Right. You're like, so, your hands are weapons.
Weapons, exactly. Rob Parker, my source is good.
False.
Yeah, I don't think, I think it might have been another fighter, but I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of
Who life. Was it?
It was a TikTok star who did it.
A and TikTok it, star and it broke was, somebody's nose?
No, it was he threw the punch and connected and did zero damage.
Oh.
It was like watching Rob Parker, that celebrity fight back in the day.
Oh, back in the day against Terry Foster.
You mean when Terry Foster wiped the floor
He didn't
with
wipe
him?
The floor with me. I did not go down. You know why I didn't go down? Because I didn't want to go on that dirty mat, you know? Like, I refused to fall on that dirty mat.
I was like, I'll be concussed, but I will not fall down.
I will not fall down.
Here we go. Last one. My sources say that former NBA star, I guess you can call him Jared Jeffries, who made over $40 million in the NBA, he won a car, a new car.
A new car.
The Price is Right earlier this week. Chris, my source is good.
Jared Jeffries. I'm going to say true.
Me too. I just think, Rob, you wouldn't make that story up. He won a car?
All right. He won a new car. Shout out to Jared Jeffries. Anything is possible.
Bring in the bongos, my man.
We ain't getting no bongos.
We don't have no bongos. Chris, we got
that.
Chris.
The champ is here. I'll do it.
Turn his mic off. We don't need to hear all that. People are driving all over the country.
The champ is here.
Stop it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.